Hi, I'm Jamie Rickard.
And I'm Tracy Sullivan, and we're the career coaches of Fisher.
Today, we're going to talk about career fair prep, so maximizing your career fair experience, because this year, our annual career fair is in the fall and not the spring. So that's a big note for the upcoming year, is that there won't be the March career fair like there has been in the past. So you want to save this date. It's Thursday, September 26th. 12:30 to 3:30, and registration is already open on Handshake. Students can go right in and click on it to join event. It's kind of weird. It says join event instead of register. But if you want to pre-register just to be updated with alerts and updates about the event and when it's coming up, that's a great way to do it. We actually already have 71 employers.
Yay!
And we have still time to go. So that's very exciting. Just some sample names. Constellation Brands will be there. ACM Global Laboratories, Dick's Sporting Goods, Excellus, ESL, URMC. So we have something for truly everyone.
Wonderful. So career fairs can be overwhelming, especially if it's your first time attending, if you're a first year student. But with the right preparation, you can turn this event into an opportunity to make connections, learn about industries, explore openings, and most importantly, possibly even secure an internship for next spring or next summer.
Which sounds crazy.
It does sound crazy, but one of the things I know when I was sitting in the employer advisory group last year, and even at the March career fair this past year, a lot of the employers are already recruiting for summer.
Yeah.
So.
And just for students that don't know this, I mean, one of the things that we pride ourselves on in career services is that we talk to employers in a way that keeps us up to date. We don't ever want to be in a situation where we don't know what's going on with the employer landscape, with recruiting. And so we have an employer advisory board made up of some of the top companies in the area, and they kind of give us that guidance on, hey, listen, we're recruiting up to 8-9 months in advance for, as you said, for internships, for full-time roles. And so we wanted to align better with their recruitment timelines. So that's why my hope is students come out to this event and understand that this is the time to be looking, because they could be making decisions now. And hey, how great would it be to know what you're doing next semester, even next summer?
Right. So have that lined
up. Oh my gosh.
And seniors, graduation will be here before you know it. So you should start thinking about job search now.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing is, even if you're not thinking about an internship right now, like just the ability to step outside your comfort zone and get, you know, comfortable talking to people and just finding out information and introducing yourself.
Yeah.
That this is a great place to kind of practice those skills that we talk about.
For sure. Because often you'll hear, well, I'm not a senior, so I shouldn't go. And or I'm too intimidated, or I'm worried that because I don't technically know what I want to do yet, that I don't want to go up to an employer and talk to them. But in reality, we encourage all students, including first year. So even though you're new and it'll be like 3 weeks into the semester, which sounds crazy, we encourage you to attend. And obviously this means all class years above too. So sophomores, juniors, seniors, grad students, even our doctoral students, we encourage you to come to the event. It is just going to be a lot of great connections and great opportunities. So what's the first thing students should really do to prepare, Trace?
So I would say do your research. One of the great things that you get by registering in Handshake is you can review a list of who's going to attend, and you can see what kind of openings they have. You can find out a little bit about the company. You can see like what companies align to what your interests are. Or if you really have no idea what you're interested in, you can see what, you know, appeals to you. Like, you know, Constellation, they might seem like a really cool company that you want to learn more about. So you want to make sure that you go talk to them. And then if you have time, you can go online, you can follow them on LinkedIn, you can try and find a little bit more about the company. And you really want to kind of practice or think about, like, we call it your elevator pitch. Now, again, when we talk about this stuff, it's not to overwhelm you.
Right.
So if you're like, oh, I don't have an elevator pitch, so I'm not going to go, don't do that.
Right. Because really, it's just a basic introduction. And there's so much hype about it. If you look, even if you Googled elevator pitch, they give all of these very comprehensive, almost scripty things that don't feel authentic.
No.
And I personally think we overcomplicate it. Whereas it's just a few seconds. You can just introduce yourself with your first and last name, what you're studying. If you don't know your major, you can always say I'm undeclared, but I'm looking at opportunities too. And again, mm-hmm. think about what may interest you. Or if you're open, just say, I'm really open to learning about new opportunities and was curious what your organization is looking for, especially if the company doesn't have it listed there. You can also say, I'm currently a first-year student. I'm just looking to meet people. And yeah, that's okay too.
Absolutely. I think one of the things I remember, and this is going back maybe 2 years, is one of the employers when they were leaving was so excited at all of the first yes. years that were there. I mean, you don't have to have it all together. Just being able to say, hi, my name's Tracy, and I'm a first year undeclared student, and I'm just really interested in what kind of opportunities would be, you know, for somebody down the road.
Right. Because even if they don't have something for you now, it doesn't mean you just walk away from the table and be like, okay, thanks.
Exactly.
You can say, you know, what would set me up for success in the yes. future with your organization based on what you're telling me today, yeah. because I understand maybe right now I'm a little early in the game, but that's a, you know, a great way for you to figure out, do I take a different class than I thought I was going to take next year? And that would help prepare me for this experience better.
Or just even what qualities do you look for in
right.
applicants?
Right. So,
yeah. Copies of your resume. I would bring at least 10.
Yes.
So we're going to be offering these great resume pit stops throughout throughout September, but in the days leading up to the career fair, but the week of September 16th, all around campus. What are some of those locations?
Yeah, so this is actually, I think, a great timing anyways, because mm-hmm. it'll give you guys a week or so to get acclimated to campus, because it'll be the third week of classes, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so the day one will be in the School of Business lobby, so September 16th. Now, we're doing this strategically in different places on campus, but it doesn't mean that, for example, if you're not a School of Business student, that right. you can't come over and get a resume review when we're in Salerno. So I'm just kind of clarifying that, because I know if a student's like, well, I'm not in the School of Business, mm-hmm. I can't go to that. You can. We're just positioning ourselves in places where we know that you all might be and trying to make it convenient if we can. So again, that Monday will be in Salerno. Tuesday will be in the School of Nursing. Wednesday we will be in, I believe, the Mid-Level Gateway. So that's open to anyone above Cyber Cafe. And then Thursday is in the School of Education, Hughes Rotunda. So again, all over campus, and you'll get lots of information about this as the emails start flowing. So please check your email.
And then the following week yep. in the Career Center offices, which is the basement of Kearney 059,
yes.
we're going to do resume walk-ins. So you can just drop in, you know, have your resume available, ideally in a Google Doc or yeah. Microsoft Word.
Yep.
We'll review it. And then obviously you can always make an appointment too via Handshake.
Definitely.
So plenty of opportunities to have your resume checked out. But yeah, you want to have at least 10 copies with you and be prepared to have employers check them out. You can ask them for feedback too.
Of course. So that's a mm-hmm. great idea. The other thing that we get asked a lot is, what do I wear? Mm. And I love being asked this by students, because it shows that there's some thought behind it. I know we are definitely in a more casual fashion landscape.
Era.
Yes, we love the athleisure wear and all of the other comfy clothes post-COVID. And I think that's something that has changed the way that even businesses look at how they come to work. But I still think that right now it's important for students to dress the part. So if you do have a suit, please bring it, wear it that day to the event. At minimum, I think smart business casual is yeah. a good idea. Smart casual, that's like a nice pair of jeans, no rips, but like a nice shirt, a nice sweater. If you do have like khaki pants, black pants, and a sweater, that's also really nice too. But again, if you want to wear a tie, you know, certainly a jacket and tie is fine as well, but just make sure that you're comfortable. It will be a little bit different for us in the sense that March is normally very cold in the field house, and this year it's going to be very hot potentially, and you might be a little bit more sweaty. Make sure you know that, and that you're not, again, in an uncomfortable outfit that's going to just make you not feel as open and receptive to talking to people, because I know when I'm uncomfortable, oof, not a good look. And it doesn't make me that excited to talk to anyone, but you want to treat this like an interview. Yeah. I think that's a really important aspect to this event is how do you want others to perceive you? So leave the sweats at home for one day. Then you can go back to them at like 3:45.
I mean, that's a really good point because you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. No. And honestly, people look at that and that impresses them.
Yeah.
They say that, you know, you actually care and you put forth some effort.
Right.
And then once you get the job that you want, then you can kind of, you know, adapt to whatever their style of dress is.
Exactly.
So, okay, it's the day of the event. What do I do? Well, when you arrive, you want to take a few minutes to get oriented. So you're going to check in and you're going to see Jamie and I.
Smiling, perky faces.
And I'll be the sweaty one, obviously.
Oh, me too.
So you're going to have a map of the venue. You're going to be able to locate the companies you're most interested in and kind of plan your attack. It'll be very Game of Thrones.
Very.
Just kidding. Don't be afraid to ask us questions.
Yeah.
Like if you're not sure where to find something, but there's going to be tons of signage, tons of friendly faces, but definitely, you know what your time frame is. You know, if you can be there the whole time, great. But if you know you only have an hour, you definitely want to make sure that you hit the companies you absolutely want. Like what are your top five?
Even 30 minutes is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever time you have available, you're not required to be there, you know, forever. Just come if you can.
Right.
And a big thing, like we said, it's going to be hot. So stay hydrated.
Stop saying that.
I just know what this is like in an early September big fair. Well, let's hope that it's like an unseasonably cool day that day. It's very easy to overlook these things when we are in the zone and we're moving and shaking and we're going to class and we're going here, we're going there and we're popping over to the field house. So just make sure that you're taking care of yourself, hydrated. Again, keeping that comfort level will allow you to be your most authentic and most comfortable self. Because when you talk to employers, they're not looking for you to just, you know, to have this, again, super script and introduce yourself with all of this, like, very uncomfortable demeanor. You want to be just having a conversation.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that's really key. And you know, it's not just for the career fair. It's really how you have to approach interviews, too. It's really just a conversation. When you approach the table, you want to just greet them with a smile, shake hands, make eye contact, and start with that elevator pitch, or we can just call it an introduction.
Yeah.
And then ask them questions based around your research.
And it's very easy to even say, I looked up the organization and I see that your services are this. Can you tell me a little bit more about maybe how interns fit into your bottom line?
Right.
You know, and something simple.
They like to see that you're genuinely interested in the company. And then when the conversation goes well, you can ask about next steps in the application process. Maybe you already applied to an opening.
And that's okay too.
Yeah. And you can let them know that, like, I already applied to XYZ position. You can ask about next steps, make sure that you get their contact information, and following up is important. So how should I follow up, Jane?
Well, one of the things you can do clearly is LinkedIn. If you know the person's name, you can find them usually pretty easily. A lot of them will bring business cards or even have a QR code for you to connect with them as well. So I encourage you to do that. They have those things on the table for a reason. They want to connect. They want to stay in touch. And again, even if you're in a situation like we talked about with they're not ready for me maybe, right? They're not looking for first years. You can still get their contact information, get connected, and be able to even share on a LinkedIn message, it was wonderful to meet you at Fisher's Fair yesterday. I greatly appreciated your advice and things that I can be doing to prepare myself better for opportunities. Or again, focus on something that you talked about within the conversation. Even if it's something fun, like, you know, what's your favorite football team? Or they say, oh, I'm watching the Bills this weekend, and you kind of connect about that. I always think that's a really nice thing too, because they're going to talk to a lot of people during the day, and having that like little nugget of information, like, oh yeah, I remember that student. They talked about X or Y. I think that would be a really nice thing to do. If you do have their email, email's great as well. And Tracy and I frequently will review emails from students to an employer as like a draft before you send it. So if you do have any nerves around what you're submitting to an employer, you're always welcome to reach out to us directly and say, is this okay? Should I be sending this? But again, just reiterate your interest in the company and, you know, hopefully find out next steps about the process, as you mentioned.
And then lastly, I would say reflect on your experience after the fair. What went well? What could you improve for next time, or just moving forward with your overall search, whether it's job or internship? Career fairs are a learning experience, and each one, you're going to get better with each one.
For sure.
You're going to get better with networking, presenting yourself professionally, and you can always schedule an appointment with Jamie or I to...
Yes, to debrief. Yeah, I know you hate that word. I actually thought of a couple other things that I wanted to point out too. Sometimes what happens is, let's say you're an upper class student and you've interned at one company and you know they're going to be at the fair, but you're interested in talking to other companies and you don't want the place that you interned to feel like you're stepping out on them in any way. First and foremost, employers understand this. So I have had this question come up, particularly in the fall, like, oh, I entered this summer and I don't want to make them feel uncomfortable. If I see them, do I go up and talk to them? Yes. Go up and talk to your internship site. If you had an internship last summer, last year, make sure you reconnect with them. Say, how are you doing? You know, how's the fall going so far? And then go and talk to other people. I mean, this is the time in your life to be exploring options and making sure that you're making a best decision for yourself in the future. And so you should be afforded that opportunity. And so companies are not going to get angry with you about looking at other places.
Right. They absolutely expect that.
They do. They do. That's why their goal is to make sure that they're staying up to date on recruiting trends and that they're an attractive option for you. So just be mindful of that. Like, you don't have to worry. And then another update is that we do have the pop cam back this year for headshots. So if you haven't gotten a headshot yet and you would like to have a professional photo for LinkedIn or for Handshake, please be sure to stop by the booth. It's really easy and wonderful. It takes less than a minute to do, and it's like taking a selfie. It's pretty easy. It's amazing what it comes out looking like.
I mean, I'm going to try it again because I'm on my practicing taking selfies journey.
It's great. As you know, I did like 100 of them last year.
Yeah, yours came out great.
That's my current professional headshot right now, is my PopCam headshot. So for sure, take advantage.
So that wraps up today's podcast. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook and connect with us on LinkedIn. We want to hear from you, ideas for future topics, questions, feedback. Email us at ccap@sjf.edu.
And thanks for listening. We are the Career Coaches of Fisher, here for your career.